20th of December, 22nd of Kislev, Torahway, Northwest London, Harav Zacharia Sprung, on the Mitzvahs Hoidoah and Hallel on Chanukah.
Something which is a little bit too much too early in the day. Is that there, Fred? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vov, as well as Shabbos Chav Gimel, brings down the halachas insofar as Birchas Neighbor's Chana is concerned. So it says, Lehed Yo, if somebody is Madlik Ner Chanukah, he makes three brachas the first night. Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, Shosanitzim Lavay Seinu, Bayamayim Vizman Hazeh, Shechiyonu as well. And he can't, Ulahabon afterwards, it reduced to two brachas, Shosanitzim, and of course Lahadlik. Now the Gemara introduces a special ordinance that Chazal were misakein, that Birchas HaRoya, if somebody sees Ner Chanukah, HaRoya, Ner Chanukah, so he's Mevarech Shosanitzim Labayseinu by Yom Elohim Bezman Hazeh. So this is a difficult Gemara insofar as the Gemara, when it formulates the bracha of the Shosanitzim, vis-a-vis the Roya, does not bring down any Chiluke Dinim. It doesn't say when, how, what. So over here we have a Magid Mishnah Peri Gimel, Hilchas Chanukah Halacha Dalet, brings down the Shitas HaRashbo. It's a machlekes whether we paskin like him or not. The Rashbo says that Hocha B'mayaskina. It's good to be a Rishon. You can say whatever you want. Rabbi Isaac Sher used to say. So the Rashbo says that this Gemara, per force, we have to understand, is speaking about a very, very unique case. Because in a regular case, for example, if somebody was Madlik Olov, he's learning, there are many people in Yerushalayim, their wives used to light for them, they continue to learn in the Beis Medrash. So if you have one of the B'nai Beis, so for example, your wife is Madlik on your behalf, so then even if somebody was not Madlik the Neiris Hanukkah, the Balabayas was not Madlik, he was not involved in the actual performance of the mitzvah, says the Rashba, so that is not the case the Gemara is dealing with. The Gemara is dealing with a case where we have three conditions. He has not lit. He does not plan to light. Doesn't have an opportunity. For example, he's on a caravan or he's in a svino, and no one is lighting on his behalf. So then, Chazal were misakeh in a very special, unique bracha of Shosanitzim Laveisenu by Yom HaMizman Hazeh. What's the yesod of the Rashba? It's impossible to assume, says the Rashba, that we're dealing with a case where somebody was madlik on his behalf at home, his wife. Mishnah Berurah says, a person's wife is ishtei kegufoi, and you don't need her to light either. Anybody can light, according to the Briska Rav, even a total stranger. We'll see, I don't believe we'll have time to go into that, but the halacha is even a total stranger can light in your home, and you have discharged the mitzvah. The Lashem of the Rashba is loy motzin. We do not see any case of somebody who was yotzo min a mitzvah, the chayzer u mevarech. So al karchok, we cannot assume, no way can we assume that the Birchas HaRoya of the Gemara is speaking about a case where he already has discharged the mitzvah that was chal, that took effect on his home. Only if he's not going to light, he has nobody stood on his behalf, then he's chayv in Birchas HaRoya, and that we shayna mes, why we make such a special takana. The Rambam says, not that way, and the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is correct. The Goyim hold like the Rambam. If somebody is at work, he can't get home in time, and he has a very, very religious wife, other people of Bnei Bayis are very scrupulous in performance of the mitzvah, and they indeed have lit in the home, so he is still mechuyev upon the first re'iyah. Let's say you light at 4 o'clock here, comes home at 7, goes in the street, he sees a Ner Chanukah, so he's mechuyev to say, Shosanitzim Labayseni B'mehem Ezman Hazeh. And the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is surely correct, because the Gemara simply says, HaRoya Ner Chanukah, no Chiluke Dinim. The Gemara does not say, Hocha b'mayaskina, the Gemara doesn't bring down any questions. The Gemara says, clear, haroya ner chanika is chayav levarech. Says the Magen Mishnah, if somebody did light, right, so he's seeing now ner chanika, so he doesn't have to say shos anisim afterwards. So we have over here a machlokes harishayim. What's the difficulty? Excuse me for just one moment. The difficulty happens to be that the Rashbos says it makes no sense the Shitas HaRambam and the Goyim, because we don't find somebody who was Yoytze min HaMitzvah, fulfilled the Mitzvah. There was Adlokas Neiros Chanukah. There was Brachas that are part of the Mitzvah that have been completely fulfilled by one of the Nebesoi, and he should be Mechuyiv Levarach. So what's the answer? The answer is that we have to understand very clearly what is the bracha of She'osu Nisim Lavoiseinu. Is it a birchas hamitzvah? Or it's a birchas hoidoya of kol ha'Torah kula, like we have a mokom shenasa by nes lavoiseinu. So a person comes to Mavoras HaYarden, where the Jewish people passed over, so he's mechuyev to say a birchas hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala nisim that took place in that specific area, she'osu nisim lavoiseinu by yom ha'im b'zman hazeh. To understand this chakira, so to speak, we have to go a little bit deeper and try to understand exactly what is mitzvahs neiros chanukah. We do things very perfunctory on occasion, and it would be very good for us to analyze exactly what does the mitzvah consist of. So many times, we just overlook very simple explanations by the Poskim, by the Mishnah Berurah. So, we take a look at the Magen Avraham, we take a look at the Taz, we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So they say that the reason you make the bracha of She'osu Nisim Lavoiseinu by Yom HaMohim Bezman HaZeh before the Hadlaka is because it is identical with the bracha of Lahadlik Neiro Shel Chanukah, Lahadlik Neir Shel Chanukah. What is that? It's Birchas HaMitzvah. And since it's Birchas HaMitzvah, we have a klal. Kol birchas hamitzvah, yer mevarech oiver lasiyoson. L'chura, this is a chiddush. Even though when we learn the poskim, we learn the Mishnah Berurah, we assume that this is a very simple explanation, but it's far from simple. The Rashba learns, like the Magen Avraham, like the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah, when he explains that shita. So, lahadik ner shel chanukah is a birchas hamitzvah, therefore yer mevarech et oiver lasiyosai. Also, she'osu nisim lavoiseinu is a birchas hamitzvah because when we light neiros chanukah, so we're mekayim two mitzvahs. We're mekayim the mitzvah of lahadlik ner chanukah, hadlokas neiros, which is persumei nisa. Like everyone says, it's not stama hadlokah, mikir adin, you're supposed to light outside to publicize the nes. That's one mitzvah in the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka. And the second mitzvah of the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka is Hoido Alanes. You don't have to say Hoido Alanes necessarily due to the fact that you encountered a certain area, a certain place where a Nes was made to Aveseinu. But Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the Hadlaka of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah itself consists of two kiyumim, and if it consists of two kiyumim, so therefore ipso facto we have two brachas. The etzem maise hadlokas ner chanukah is a sibah hamechayeves two brachas, both are birchas hamitzvah. By lulav we only make one bracha because there's only one kiyum. What's that kiyum? Netilas lulav. Achilas matzah, we only have one kiyum, so therefore the birchas hamitzvah is only one. Why would we have two? Achilas matzah, the mitzvah is only tikt matzah. We don't have two brachas insofar as the mitzvah of achilas matzah is concerned. Sukkah leishay basukkah. Shechiyonah, we'll see in a moment. That's something else. So why would we have over here two brachas? And it's a double poshut. Right? We overlook it that these are birchas hamitzvah because, like the Riyaz says.
Sorry, in that case, the nusach of she'osu nisim should also be hashekit shon b'mitzvah so
b'tzivonah. Yeah, but they did not want to change the birchas hoidah. Since it's a birchas hoidah, so the birchas hoidah remains the same. In other words, we have a birchas hoidah, the classic formulation, birchas hoidah, she'osu nisim lavoiseinu. So we apply that to Neiros Chanukah, because Neiros Chanukah also consists of not only Mefarsim Mesanes, but in an audiovisual sense, you are also Moisef Shevach v'hoidoye ala nisim, like the Rambam says, you're Moisef Shevach, and the Meiri says it even better, Moisef Shevach v'hoidoye ala nisim shosu lav v'seinu. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it has a gather of Birchas HaMitzvah, but basically it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, which in this specific case became a Birchas HaMitzvah, because we'll just use an example of the Lashon HaRiyot. We're all familiar with the Lashon of the Gemara, right? Lashon HaCheres, Kovim Vosniyam Tovim, Bahalel B'Hoidoh. Machlek is how we touch the words. Riyot says, Bahalel Kepshutoy, Hoidoh, Lahadlik Neirois Chanukah, So the word hoido, right, makes sense. Roshana Karev is coming for awesome, liyom and toivim, behalel ubehoido. The whole point of departure of the whole shlugi of the Gemara is Neiros Chanukah. Says the Riaz Arua, and other Rishonim. So that's hoido. You can say hoido through halel, no question about it, but you could also be moida through an act of lighting the candles, and that's Hoidoh. The Poskim say, by all mitzvahs Hoidoh, you need kavona, that you're being that you're giving thanksgiving, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim. So also over here, the bracha is bimkaim the kavona for the kavona. In other words, the bracha is bimkaim the kavona. I say, she'oso nisim laviseinu, this hadlokas ner chanukah, is a hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do it by an act of lighting the candles. That's the Shitas HaRashba. So, if it's Birchas HaMitzvah, and somebody lit on your behalf, so not only they do the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the brachas that are concomitant with the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Birchas HaMitzvah, were also discharged. If they were also discharged, the Rashba says, Loi Motzinu, you never found that somebody who was yotzo min ha-mitzvah, his chai is a mevarech, it's a bracha levatola. However, the shittas of the Goyim, the Rambam, of course agreed that there's two mitzvahs. There's hadlokas ner chanukah, which is presume nisa. In addition, there's a mitzvah of lehoidia lefarsim esanes, the shevach lehoidua kadosh baruch hu ala nisim shosu laviseinu. That's a separate halacha. What is goyrim that mitzvah? Not the ma'isa adlaka. The first shita says the siba hamechayeves is the ma'isa adlaka. No, according to the Rambam and other shitas, we say that ma'isa adlaka is only a siba to be mechayev you in lahadlik ner shel chanukah. It's a siba mechayeves for mitzvah adlakas ner chanukah lohidia or lefarsem esanes. No more. What's goyrim the chiyuv of hoidah? It's the day itself is geirim you to be moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the nisim v'nifloyes that he did. So if so, we have a simple question. Why, right, was it connected to Neiros Chanukah? So Rishonim say, we have it over here, it was only tiknu ala Neiros, but not the hadlakas Neiros are mechayim. Like the Rishonim pointed out, right, we have the Ritva in Sukkah. Just read the Lashon over here. It's a very, very nice Lashon. The Shembur brings it down. It's just like Shechiyanu, that Be'etzem on Sukkah, we're supposed to say it B'shas, we build the Sukkah. And the reason we say it by Leishev HaSukkah is because of a reason that the Rishonim gave. Mitzvah lekanfom v'lo lepazrom. Kavua, sidrua, it's a part of the Seder HaBrochas. But not the Siba Mechayeves of Shosa Nisim Lavoiseinu is the Etzem Maisadlok. The Etzem Maisadlok consists only of Pirsume Nisa Lohidia to the public that publicized the great miracle that took place. So the Sharat Siyun brings down, right, from the Rishonim. Basically, the Bach brings it down, and the Tur Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Ayin Vav brings down many, many Rishonim that hold that way. What happened, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're just going to go on a tangent, that if somebody, by the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if somebody forgot to say Shechiyanu, he didn't say Shechiyanu the first night, so he has to say it when he remembers. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shem the Poskim, when, let's say the second day he remembers, so when does he have to say it? Only B'Shas Hadlokas Neiros. He can't say it in the middle of the day. So the Mishnah Berurah asked the question, what happens if 8 days went by and he didn't say Shechiyanu? Right? We're holding on the 8th day, the night before he omitted to say Shechiyanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says Shechiyanu. Why? Because basically Shechiyanu, the Mechayev of Shechiyanu is the Tzumoy Shel Yoin, the day itself is Mechayev, Yom Kippur is Mechayev of Shechiyanu, that we got to such a Kedusha Sayyoin, the Kedusha Yom Mechilo, the Kapor Avoinois, and also on Chanukah, it's a unique days, it's Yom Kagarim, Toikvoy Shel Yoin, these are days that consisted of miracles, and therefore that's the Mechayev. Elo, Sidru al ha-hadlokim. L'chatchilo, b'diyovat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he has a raya. What could be the raya? The Shita Samiri. The Miri brings down all the Shitas, and the Miri says, the Char Tzion brings it down, Tov Reish Ayin Vov. The Miri says, Lehedya, what happens if somebody has no opportunity to light hadlokas neiras Chanukah? He's somewhere in a desert, he went to the Far East, so what should he do? So we would say, nothing, says the Miri. First day, he says, She'osa nisim lavoiseinu, and Shechiyanu, and Mikan ve'eilech, says the Miri, on every single day, he says, She'osa nisim lavoiseinu, by Yom HaMizman HaZeh, even though he might be in Shanghai, could be in the Far East, in Angola, right? He doesn't feel necessarily the unique experience of Hanukkah. Says the Miri, why? Shaar Tzion brings it down. Very, very simple. Because she'osa nisim lavoiseinu lechatchilo, they were misaken to say it on neiras Chanukah b'shas hadlokah, but not the ma'isa hadlokah is the sibah mechayevet. Elo it's teikvei shel yoyim. It's a day of great miracles. Lechatchilo they connected it to the hadlokas neiras, like the Rishonim say, right? The Ritzvo mitzvah lekanfam v'loy v'fazro. But that's only lechatchila. The mokam is onus. He's not lighting. Nobody's lighting. Right? He's not lighting. When somebody lights in his behalf, we don't know. Could be if somebody's lighting in his behalf. So he says she'osa nisim lavoiseinu every single day. Says the Miri and the Shaar Tzion brings it down la'locha because she'osa nisim lavoiseinu. What's the mechayiv? Yom kagarim yomim shenase bohem nisim. And the Bach Lahaloche argues on the Smag, and he says that if you have somebody who is married and they light on his behalf, black on white, he says this in the Bach, Tov Reish Ayin Vov, and you have a Nosui that somebody lights on his behalf, he's on a business trip. So even though the Loshon of the Bach is, even though his wife or the Bnei Bayis have discharged the mitzvah Hamutal al Beisoi, nevertheless, says the Bach, there's a chiyuv mutal al gufoy, a chiyuv gavra, to be moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yomim shenase bohem nisim toikvoy shel yon. So therefore, even mamish black on white, says the Bach, he says it long, there's two chiyuvim, there's one chiyuv of Adlokas Ner Chanukah and Pesume Nisa, which is mutal al beisoy, and no question about it, somebody of the Bnei Abayas have lit, so they have discharged him from that mitzvah. But that mitzvah only consists of hadlok and pesume nisa. But the chiyuv chalal gufoy, to be moida on the nisim shenasu in these specific days, he has not discharged. It's a separate, independent chiyuv that they were koveya it on Neiros Chanukah. And Lehedya, we found Baruch Hashem in the Shiltas, Parshas Vayishlach, that says it black on white. That's the Shitas HaRambam. It's a separate chiyuv, and that, as much as the Bnei Beisah did discharge you for your obligation, that's mandatory for you to light, insofar as Beisah is concerned, but not insofar as the chiyuv Haguf, which is Birch HaSeido Al Anisim, which Yoimo Kogorim. And he says it black on white. And he also says it, the Shilta, so far as Mikra Megillah is concerned. He says, Be'idno de Mischarish Nisa, Besashius Anis, Be'yoim Hazer. So he compares, right, to Yerchaev Nebircha Seidor. So he says two halachas. Kimotu Leduchno de Srachshu Nisa, where you go to the Mokoim, so the Mokoim is Mechayev you in Nebircha Seidor Alanisim. Kigoim Mavoro Isayam, Umavoro Isayardin. But that we know from the Mishnah, v'kadmote yoyma deschash b'nisa li'Yisrael, k'ol chanukah purim, we have the zman This man is similar to Mokam Shinasa Boines, this Hashem Nisa of Israel, Chanukah Pur, Mechai, Levaruche, Birchas Oido, and they did not change the Birchas Oido's Nusach, right? Shosa Nisim Lavaisenu, Bayomim Ezman Hazeh, Bechanukah Al Ashrago. Where were they? Mesakim El Chatchilo, on the Hadloka, but not the Hadloka, is the Sibbe Mechayevas, Upur Ma Mikra Megillah. Says the Meiri, how McDover brings it down if somebody doesn't have a Megillah, for example. So he says Shosanisim Lavaisenu, and he also says Hallel, because Megillah also consists of saying Hallel. You don't have to say the words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you just tell over the story from the beginning to the end, and you have not an explicit praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, words of praise, Hallelujah, but you have an implicit thanksgiving and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch for the nisim that he did for us by just telling over the entire story. That's called implicit Sheva Vaidor. So therefore, if you don't have a Megillah, you say Shosa Nisim Lava. You're saying it without a Megillah. And you also, says the Meiri in Megillah, you have to also say Hallel. And there's many, many other nafkaminas. Mishnah Berurah brings down both shitas, and since it's Safek Brachas Lahokel, even though we have a preponderance of Rishonim that says it's a separate chiyuv, so therefore says the Mishnah Berurah Halacha Lemaisa, Safek Brachas Lahokel, and therefore we don't hold like the Rambam and the Geonim. To elaborate on this more, I don't think it's worthwhile. I hope that it's clear.
The last thing where you compared with Megillah.
Right here, yeah.
Would you also then say Shos on Nisim if you don't see a menorah, just on the day?
Right. If you don't, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Meiri. Meiri says it black and white. Birchas Haroya is a separate, independent mitzvah. But what's the mechayev of Birchas Haroya? It's the day. Right, the day. But they were misaken it. When you see it, you'll be more involved, more enthusiastic. But the Litvish, what are you supposed to do? They don't have such great enthusiasm, so they don't see that either. So you make it on the day.
He's on the journey and he doesn't see a menorah.
So says the Mishnah Berurah, you make a bracha, Shos Anitzim Lavaseinu, all 8 days. Mishnah Berurah brings down Sharat Tziyun Tov Reish Ayinvav. You don't see it. It was Lechatchila, just like it was Lechatchila to make it Al Ashrago. So for somebody who is, right, doesn't have a right, so he wasn't involved, he didn't see it, he's late coming home, is everybody already lit, whatever it was, he was detained at the office, so he says it on the first Riyo. If he was not detained in the office, took a plane to Hong Kong, involved in demonstrations, nobody lights there, so you say it on the day. The words of the Mishnah Berurah, you can look it up, Sharat Tziyun, Tov Reish Ayin Vav, the Mechayev is, and the Bach says it also, Tov Reish Chiyuv Gufoy, has nothing to do to Neres Chanukah. Neres Chanukah is a din in Beisai, Chiyuv Gufoy, without anything, you say, She'oso Nisan Lavisein, because these days are special, unique days, it's Yom Kagarim, Toik Veshel Yom, we should feel it, but anyway, we have, it's very late, we just would like to say, just one little he'ora in pshat. Rishonim asked the question, how come, ech shelo yehe pshat, by other mitzvahs that somebody's not involved in, he doesn't have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, correct? They didn't make a special birchas haroya. One of the examples that Tosfos brings down is birchas sukkah. One sukkah. Somebody doesn't have a sukkah. Right? You can't just far off. He doesn't have a sukkah. Right? So he happens to see somebody has a sukkah. Right, you have certain people that are cold and different. They did not invite him right to the sukkah. He would like to be invited to the sukkah. He's not going to without an invitation. But nobody bothered inviting him. You have certain people like that. Baruch Hashem, not here. I've traveled the world. And I've encountered really very, very cold people. And at Kadei Kach, I came to the conclusion that there's certain people that are so cold that should you have had a group of doctors pronounce them dead, pronounce this person dead, so I would ask them, how could they tell? But at Shelo Yehei, right, so this person, right, will not be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. So to be sure, so Tosfos asks, Men Vov, so make a Birchas Haroya when you see somebody else's Sukkah, then fail to invite him. So what's the answer? So Tosfos says, Mishum Chavivus Hanes. So the Baruch Hashem, after many, many years, I found the Netziv asked the question. The Netziv says, that we do not believe, we are Jewish people, we do not believe in discrimination. We believe everybody is equal, even though it's difficulties in practice, we don't see it. But everybody is equal. No one can say that one person is more important than an entire tzibur. One person, Kiyem Oilamole, has the din of an entire nation. He deserves the love, respect of an entire nation as well. So we don't believe in aflayas. And not only that, we don't discriminate among miracles. We all know, right? And it says, maybe they could question, we all know that Sukkah is the Zechelan and they covet. So we're going to say like this. Taisa says, why were they Misakim Birchas Aroya? Because of Chavivus HaNes, very special, unique feature, Chavivus HaNes. And Sukkah doesn't have Chavivus HaNes. We employ discrimination. We're going to go to Shuk Machne Yehuda and we're going to weigh which miracle is more beloved to the Jewish people. A Pele Gadol. Tzarech Iyun Gadol on Taisas. The Magid Mishnah already pointed out that we also have a strange Rambam. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Mo'id. Mitzvahs Doraisa, not Chaviva. Tefillin is not Chaviva. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the Rambam goes out, he doesn't have a source for this. Mitzvah Chaviva Ad Mo'id is beloved beyond anything. There's no question about it that Shabbos did not have mazel historically. Unfortunately, Shabbos did not have too much of mazel historically. Of all the years, it was Chilul Shabbos. Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, was a tremendous mitzvah, had a great mazel. Very fortunate. I walked the streets in Yerushalayim, in secular sections, everybody is Mekayim Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Then in Tu B'Shvat, by the secular Ganim, you walk in Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, right, and you hear, Tu B'Shvat, Higiyah, Yom Chagilanot, and you see children, it's unbelievable. But I don't believe that's the reason why the Rambam says Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Ad Me'oyim, even though every Jew just about Mekayim it. So what's the Pshat? We said very, very simple, I'll be the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, we'll finish with this. Bnei Yeshua says that the wholeness of Chanukah as far as Pach Hashem is concerned was totally superfluous. We all know the question. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We don't need it. Going about the number says Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If you have Shemen Tomei right next to you, and you have Shemen Torah, you don't have to take Shemen Torah. You can take Shemen Tomei. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. They had plenty of Shemen. Right? So they didn't need the Nes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Nes Limogen. So the Pnei Yeshua was mechavin to Rashi. Rashi says black on white at Avchav Gimel Amid Beis, that calls man Shoy Yisrael chavivim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there was a special Nes of Pach HaShemen. What was that called? Ner Marovi. They put in Achatzi Loik every night when they lit, and the Ner Marovi lit for 24 hours around the clock. It was totally not necessary. We don't need it. The other candles of Neiros Maroch and Migdush were extinguished. However, the Ner Marovi lit for 24 hours. Why did it have to be such a superfluous nest? Says Rashi, like the Gemara says, Eidus Hidli Yisrael, Shashchin is Shoyre B'Neim. It's Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, He loves us, and where is the Eidus? Ner Marovi, says Rashi, Kozman Shai Yisrael Chavivim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then they had a nest of Ner Marovi. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, after we fell out of favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately we're not Meisa Nefesh for Torah and Mitzvahs, and then during the Maccabean revolution against the Yevonim, tremendous heroism, tremendous courage for Torah and Mitzvahs, so they were restored to their unique status of having again become chaviv to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the Pnei Yeshua says explicitly, it was a Ner Marovi times seven. It was an intensified love that a Kaddish Baruch Hu demonstrated for the Jewish people because they were so Moser Nefesh, they were so dedicated and devoted to Torah Mitzvahs, they just can't live without Torah Mitzvahs, Lama Lichayim. So therefore, Kaddish Baruch Hu made Ner Marovi seven times. So says the Pnei Yeshua, What's the purpose of a nesh leilat tzairach? It's totally unnecessary. Very necessary. What's necessary about it? Because it gives us a tremendous chizuk and inspiration and motivation to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves of us, He loves us, and ultimately everything will go on the fine, will come on the fine night, will l'shalom. The answer is very simple. What's the chavivus? All nisim rechoviv to klal Yisrael. We love everybody and we love miracles. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we gladly accept. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love every nes that He does for us. However, when do you have the expression, the gilu yambitu of Abba v'chiba? Only in a nes which is loy letzairach, which was totally unnecessary. Anane kovid was necessary because Klal Yisrael could not exist in the Midbar 40 years without divine protection. Chavivus ha-nes doesn't mean in so far as Klal Yisrael relates to the nisim. On the contrary, it means the nes of Pach HaShemen was very choviv to us, like Rashi says, because once again we are restored to the unique relationship between Avinu Shebashamayim and Klal Yisrael, ones of unlimited and intense love.
You want the photo of the Seder? You want? One quick photo. It's been past night. All right, there were two dreams. Yosef HaTzadik had the first dream, which referred to Vehinei Anachni Malme Malime Besor Chasude Vehinei Kumo Ali Nursi Vegam Nitzubu Vehinei Sisibeno Ali Moisaychem Atishtachavenu Lali Musi, which is essentially the story of the wheat and the bundles of wheat, the sheaves bowing down. The second one was the second dream which he had was Vinei Hashemesh Vayorech V'achat Usa Koychuvim Mishtachavim Li, which was the sun and the moon and the stars bowing down. So the question is that first of all, is it into Santa Heura? You know, I'll preface it quickly with a mushul which happened. There was in Park Lane Hilton a very fancy charity dinner. And it was called for cocktail 7:30, 8 o'clock dinner, 8 o'clock the guest, the main sponsor, has not arrived. About 3 minutes to 8, a beautiful Rolls Royce pulls up outside the hotel. The driver, the chauffeur with his cap, gets out and takes out an envelope and places it on the seat of the guest of honor. At 8 o'clock, they saw that the guest of honor hasn't arrived yet, and the people who are the function administrators phone him up on his mobile, and they say, Mr. I can't keep what his name was, we're about to start the dinner, and he says, what do you want? He says, well, you're not here. He says, no, I'm there. He says, what do you mean I'm there? He says, you've just received an envelope, it's on my plate. Yeah. He says, so, but we need you. He says, no, you don't need me. Need my check.